we operate in a space where we assist our customers in leveraging technology to build efficiencies and automation. So we take their business processes and we help to put them into systems and automate them so that there's less human-based process work or less document-centric process work, and it's actually systematized, and that's really what we do for the majority of our customers.
So give us an example of a project recently that would exemplify this type of work.
We did some work for the Army recently that was in particular for a group called Warrior Transition Command, and there was an issue that the Warrior Transition Command was having with transitioning soldiers who were wounded in the war theater back into either civilian life or redeployment into the armed forces. And the reason that they were having difficulty with it is because each soldier would go to a different unit across the country for this transition program, and those units were performing transition activities using literally a case file in a filing cabinet somewhere for each soldier. And so you could imagine that there was no standardization around how each soldier kind of went through the process. Well, we sat down with the Army, we studied the processes that needed to be performed. We put them into an application and systematized them and created it such that the software would, kind of handle the work of building out rehabilitation plans for the soldier. The soldier would then log in and check in against milestones against their rehabilitation plan. And in the end, what we did was build a standardized application so that each soldier was treated the same, which was very important, but also that, such that the management within Army and leadership within Army had visibility into metrics. How are we doing in transitioning our soldiers? How many are in what stage of the process? So it was a really successful project, and I from a human kind of impact component, it's probably the most impactful thing we've ever done.
So the challenges then are, first of all, mapping what it is the agency is actually trying to do, and then setting that in the most efficient way into software code.
That's exactly right. I mean, we sit down and we work with our customer to understand the as-is process. And in some cases, the as-is process is great. It just needs to be, put into an application. But in a lot of cases, the as-is process has bottlenecks itself. And so you have to think through, well, what is the to-be state? What does it need to really be, what does it really need to look like in order for it to be optimized? And then you build that to-be state in the system.
And when government agencies undergo this type of process, I imagine you must encounter a little bit of resistance from the people, because the to-be state might be very different from the process they've gotten used to and maybe sometimes defend.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think change management is always critical, but in particular with the work that we do, change management takes on, kind of even more importance. And that's because we're taking processes that are handled through human interaction, through, kind of paper-based processes, and we're systematizing them, which means that in some instances, you need less people to do the same amount of work. And certainly that creates kind of fear of change. And so we have to manage that. We have to mitigate that. And it's definitely a component that we have to be aware of.
And one of the practices of agile development is including the final end users every step of the way and doing a little bit, step by step. And so it seems to them that when they get a deliverable, it does what they hope it would do. To what extent do you use those techniques and agility in developing these types of new systems for old processes?
Agile is our preferred development methodology, and you said it exactly right. We like to incorporate the user community and the stakeholders into seeing and touching and feeling the product before it goes live. And so we develop in kind of increments and deliver discrete functionality, in sprints. And that discrete functionality is something that the customer then can kind of touch and feel, play around with, and ensure that it's meeting their needs, it's meeting their expectations. And if there is any course correction required, at least you're course correcting early on in the process and you're not waiting till the very end. So we leverage agile development methodology almost exclusively, except for in instances in which the customer tells us they prefer, to leverage a different approach or a traditional waterfall approach. But Agile is core to who we are and how we operate.
We're speaking with Raul Pandey. He is the president of Collabralink, which is one of the finalists in the under $25 million per year category in the GovCon Awards from the Fairfax County Chamber of Commerce. And so I guess maybe the other surprise here is that at this late stage here in late 2015, there are still major processes of federal agencies that are done with paper files.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think that there's no more ripe a sector for automated process and automated case management than the federal government. You know, there was a big push and a big wave in the 90s and even into the early 2000s to implement ERP applications, Oracle, SAP, and the like. And those are all in, and those are all mature. And so the next wave here is taking those business processes that operate outside of ERP and really getting optimized with those. And, you know, you see it everywhere across the federal government where case, you know, the federal government likes to refer to it as case management, but where case management is handled in, you know, very old legacy applications, or it's just handled in a kind of paper-based fashion, you know, using Excel spreadsheets and so on and so forth. And that is exactly the market that we're targeting, and that's exactly the market that we're seeing is gaining a lot of traction within federal because, you know, the ERPs are in, they're mature, it's taking it to the next level, and that's really getting automated with and optimized with your processes.
There are some gargantuan companies that are doing this that have these consulting types of contracts. So how do you find your way in among the behemoths?
Yeah, good question. I mean, I think what we've done is really established ourselves as, you know, experts in this arena. And frankly speaking, because it's a newer market, there is a thinner labor pool of folks that actually are skilled and experienced in performing these types of services. And so, although the big companies have, you know, major contract vehicles that they own, they don't have the talent per se, or, you know, folks that have 4, 5, 6, 7 years of experience actually performing process automation or business process management. And so those big companies oftentimes turn to us as Collabralink to support them. So we do have work where we're supporting larger systems integrators. But by and large, we've done a pretty good job as well of penetrating federal with prime contracts. And, you know, that's just a matter of convincing the customer that you've got the right good to, you know, to meet their needs. And I feel like we've been able to do so.